I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, Milwaukee turns an iconic basketball court into works of art. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for a look at the week's news, and he's in Ludowice, Georgia this week. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
The Detroit Tigers are in their third American League Championship Series in just 3 years, behind the arm of one Justin Verlander. He's rather good at throwing the baseball past the batter, isn't he?
He's very good at throwing the ball past the batter in the fall. He's a terrific, terrific big game pitcher.
ESPN's Tim Kirkjian has been known to say that he always roots for the best storyline in the postseason. For that, I present in the World Series Red Sox v. Dodgers. Would you agree?
It has to happen, because it's never happened, in my knowledge. I mean, all the history those two clubs have, they've never played in the World Series together.
In this weekend's NFL matchups, Charlie, the 5-0 Denver Broncos will face the 0-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. I guess it's not really fair to say that one will be a dandy.
No, that's going to be awful. Jacksonville's probably the worst NFL team I've seen in 20 years. They're just terrible.
28 points worse, though? That's the point spread, highest ever.
I would not take Jacksonville and 28 points. I would not do it.
Fred Davis, who plays tight end for the NFL franchise located in Washington, D.C., has an intriguing suggestion for solving the controversy over that team's name. What do you think?
I think I would go see. I would buy a jersey from the Washington Fredskins.
The Fredskins, yeah.
Although exactly. It does sound like vaguely like some sort of Victorian swear. Picking someone right in the Fredskin, for example. Which is, I guess, what you wear your bodkin over.
Yeah, that's probably right. And we're going backwards in the centuries as we speak. Magic Johnson announced this week that he will no longer be part of ESPN's NBA coverage. You still going to watch?
Absolutely, because I'm going to watch the NBA. I don't watch the pregame shows. There's been a little hissy fit, apparently, at the mothership over who gets to sit at the desk. So,
nearly 13,000 fans attended the first NBA preseason game in the Philippines, and the less-than-capacity crowd was apparently very enthusiastic while watching Jeremy Lin and the Houston Rockets beat the Indiana Pacers 116-96. We're not going to start floating the idea of moving an NBA team to Manila, are we?
I hope so, because I've talked to players who've gone over there and played professionally. Philippine basketball fans are insane. One friend of mine was confronted by an angry guy who had already lost some money gambling on the game. In the huddle, the guy had a knife, and he came down from the stands. They bet on everything. They bet on their team winning a quarter. They bet on which team's American will outscore the other team's American. You are walking into the Lord of the Flies if you put a pro team in the Philippines.
So, okay, clarify this for me. You're arguing for or against locating?
I'm absolutely arguing for.
On Thursday night, the Minnesota Lynx swept the Atlanta Dream to win their second WNBA title in just 3 years. The game was held in the suburbs because Detroit's home arena was booked for an ice skating event. So I guess I have the answer to the question of whether the WNBA has finally made it.
Well, to be fair, now remember, in the early days of the NBA, it was regularly bumped out of buildings for like the ice capades and the ice follies.
True enough. True enough. The NHL season is in its infancy, but we already have our first significant concussion injury due to an illegal hit. New York Rangers forward Rick Nash will miss at least 2 games. The guy who hit him, San Jose Sharks defenseman Brad Stewart, has been suspended for 3 games. Is there anything more the NHL can do to stop this sort of thing from happening?
I think they should definitely get out in front of the NFL on this. I think that Nash is going to need serious medical attention, and this other guy should be out for longer than 3 games.
In that same game, 19-year-old Sharks rookie Thomas Hertl scored 4 times. The 4th goal was an unbelievable shot between his own legs, and that move has garnered criticism from some and copying from others. I don't know about you, but I'm in the camp that says NHL players should attempt as many between their own leg shots as possible.
Well, I mean, if they're willing to take the risk, and I think all of us of the male persuasion can understand what the risk is, I don't have a problem with it. How could you possibly have a problem? The object is to put the puck in the goal, right?
Well, I think the problem for some people was that the score was 7-2 at the time the goal was scored.
So play better defense.
Good point. Virginia Tech and Tennessee will reportedly play a football game at Bristol Motor Speedway in September of 2016. The venue seats 150,000 people, which is about 35,000 more than the current college football attendance record. So I assume as soon as this call is over, you'll be online to purchase your ticket.
I don't know who came up with this. This is a tremendous idea. It marries two of the three Southern fanaticisms and two of the ones that don't involve firearms, so it's all to the good.
Finally, Charlie, when Keats suggested that autumn was the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, he probably wasn't thinking of Beijing because in China, autumn is the season of...
cricket fighting.
You got it. The sport is 1,000 years old. The ring is the size of a shoebox, and the crickets are, in fact, fighting in weight classes.
Oh, that's terrific. Wouldn't you love to see the weigh-in, the tiny scale?
I would.
And the little crickets putting their fists above their heads?
I would, and I would like to see what a cricket does at the weigh-in to intimidate the other cricket.
Actually, this is the last surviving cricket sport. They used to have cricket racing, but the jockeys kept falling off.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and of course he joins me each week on Only a Game, no matter where he is. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.